Director Patrick.
Here.
Director Richard Macedonio.
Here.
Director Lois Peralta.
Here.
And President Karen Macedonio.
Here. So that gives us four directors. We're all present and a quorum. So I will call this meeting to order at 5:03 p.m. The special meeting of East Kern Healthcare District Board of Directors, Tuesday, March 19th, 9300 North Loop Boulevard, California City, California. We have an emergency item to walk on, and we just found this out this afternoon, and it will go under facility reports for 9300 North Loop. And what that emergency item is relating to the contract that we've given to Meister and Meister. It's about $8,000. They're ready to start just for the flat roof right out mm-hmm. here. They are asking if they can give us a deposit check that we actually deposit and hold in lieu of a bond. It's a lot. Alex, do you want to clarify here why we're bringing this forward?
Okay. I beg your pardon. Let me refresh my notes. As I understand it, the contractor, Mr. Meister, is requesting that the district accept a deposit check for the cost of the entire job in lieu of a performance bond. Normally...
Okay, so that's our emergency item.
Well, let me just say that the performance bond, if this were set out for a formal bid, that would not be acceptable. A performance bond does have a different character than cash because it involves the surety. But in this case, there are no bid documents. This was brought forward as an emergency. It's also below the statutory requirement, statutory threshold that requires performance bonds. So there's no issue there. So it's within the board's discretion to accept a deposit in lieu of a performance bond if it chooses to do so.
Okay, so we will be adding that under facility reports number 7, item B at 9300 North Loop. But Alex, talk me through this. To bring an emergency forward, what exactly is the process?
It'd be a motion to be voted on by the board to add an item to the agenda on an emergency basis as arising after the posting of the agenda.
Okay. So can I ask for a motion to add a motion? Okay, Director Patrick, I need a second. A roll call, please, Lois.
Director Patrick?
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio?
Yes.
Director Lois Peralta?
Yes.
And President Karen Macedonio?
Yes. So that's 4-0 to add an emergency item, and that will be added to the agenda, as I said, under number 7, facilities report, for item B. So moving on from there, I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the agenda. Director Patrick.
I'll second.
Director Peralta. Roll call, please, Lois.
Director Patrick.
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio.
Yes.
Director Lois Peralta.
Yes.
And President Karen Macedonio.
Yes. So that's 4-0 to approve the agenda with the addition. Number 4, public comments. Members of the public are welcome to address the board on any item, on any matter, not on the agenda and over which the board has authority. If you wish to speak, please state your name for the record and limit your comments to 5 minutes. Are there any public who have comments to make? Any public comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to community announcements. Are there any community announcements? I don't know where she is.
She has her hand up.
Got it. Patty, okay.
Yeah, I have my hand up.
Okay.
All right, I got a few announcements. I'm going to say these as clear as possible. I already sent them to Madam President. The Safe Haven Kids League Community Resources Center, they having their food giveaway every Tuesday and Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that is going to be at 10441 South Loop in Cal City. The second one, Pro California City Org, along with Safe Haven Kids League, is having a food giveaway at the same address I just gave you this coming Saturday, March 23rd, beginning at 12 noon. Also, this Saturday, oh, that's a Stallion Spring for Tehachapi. Never mind. My bad. Okay, the next one. Fun with Friends Quarter Auction, sponsored by the Safe Haven Kids League, will be held on March 26th. The doors open at 4:30 p.m. and the auction begins at 5:30. It will be held at Las Margaritas in Rosemond. The address is 2701 Sierra Highway in Rosemond. There is a $15 entry fee, and you get a paddle, a regular paddle, and a quarter paddle, you know, to hold it. Okay? So, and if you have... and if you have any questions, you can contact Cheryl DeRoy, D-E-R-O-Y, at 661-992 4109. My next one, the Safe Haven Kid League and Community Resources are holding their annual Easter Bash, which will be sponsored by Waste Management on March 30th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Strata Center. Okay? The next one, I'm looking forward to this. The California City Farmers Market will be opening again for the season on Saturday, April 6th. They're going to have live music, painting, blah, 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 this and that. And that will be held at Central Park. And it runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Mojave Community Queens, if anybody's interested, we'll be having a quarter auction on Sunday, April 7th, beginning at 4 p.m. at the Mojave Elks Lodge. The address is 16200 K Street in Mojave. The doors open at 3, the auction starts at 4, and there's a $5 entry fee for tickets. On April 11th, everybody is invited to this. On April 11th, Rio Tinto will be holding a State of Our Business Meet Us at the Mine on Thursday, April 11th. And I just sent you the information on that, Madam President. They want everybody to RSVP before April 1st, so if you're interested, you can contact the Borax Mine. They have startup times, different tour times. The first time will be 9 a.m., the second time is 10 a.m., the third time is 11 a.m., and you have to, if you want to be involved, please register by April 11th, because after I went to one, the first one I went to, they talk about what they do at the mine, and then what they do is they take you a tour of the mine, and you go down inside all the way down into the bottom of the pit, and you can get samples.
No, thank you.
Yes, and you can get samples of borax. So if anybody's interested in that.
They take you down to the on a bus. You get to walk around the bottom because you're actually in the part where they do the dynamite. They don't do it while the visitors are there. But you're right up there where the huge crystals of the borax are. And then they bring you back up and they eat. Are they going to, is there lunch?
Yes, they are going to provide lunch.
And there's...
So they'll feed you, Lamaya. They're going to feed me.
Okay, anything else, Patty?
I'm sorry?
Anything else?
Yeah, I got a couple more. Okay, Keep California City Beautiful will be held on April 20th from 8 a.m. to noon, and they're going to be cleaning up Balsitis Park. Okay, volunteers are needed, so if you want to join in at Balsitis, I'm going to try to be there pending any problems with my knee surgery. And then the last one that I have is Desert Tortoise Days in Cal City is scheduled for May 4th and May 5th in California City. So contact Theresa Oaks with Cal City Parks and Rec for more information. But I did send Madam President a flyer on that. Okay. That's all I got for right now, I hope.
Okay, so Patty, I will take a look at the flyers that you've sent us and we'll load as many as we can. Onto a page on our website, and then we'll just have to monitor it.
I'd love to see all you guys there. I'm going to try to make to all these, and I would love to meet Lamaya in person.
Oh, I'll be at the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at the farmer's market with bells on. I love the farmer's market. I went in August of last year. It was the very first time I went to the farmer's market, and I loved it.
Okay.
I loved
okay.
it.
Okay, you guys offline.
So, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing all you guys.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you. Moving on to item 6, the consent calendar. All items on the consent calendar are considered routine, non-controversial, and will be approved by one motion if no member of the board, staff, or public wishes to comment or ask questions. Public comment is limited to 5 minutes. Roll call vote is required. So pages 5 through 4, section A. So Eva, that is you.
Okay. First, let's start with the balance sheet. I believe you have all those reports. So if you look at the balance sheet. So if you look at the balance sheet, the first one, of course, always at the top of the balance sheet are your cash items. There are always three that we have to really get the working capital that you have. There are three items that we need to remove. Of course, the cancer fund and the cancer CD, those are designated funds, as well as the LAIF fair market value, that is a non-cash item, that's an audit adjustment. So removing those three, you have the cash balance is $1,660,714. Moving down to the next item, we've talked about the accounts receivable, and there is an accounts receivable aging that I provided. This still has to do with Dr. Shree, but I do believe part of this has been resolved. But that happened in March, so the March numbers will reflect that. Moving on down, most of the rest of this is pretty standard. The accounts payable portion, there are several items on the accounts payable aging that we've talked about. Most of them have to do with contracts that have been approved. So many of them are not due as of yet. However, the board did want to make sure that we could track those. So those have been recorded as the accounts payable. So moving on down, that pretty much is the current balance sheet. Moving on to the profit and loss. I did this report a little differently this time. It does show the current month activity, and so you can see what actually came in, what the expenditures were for the month. When you look at the total for the end of the month, of course, there are many, many activities going on in the district at this time with those expenses. The income does not come in evenly throughout the year, so many times you will see a deficit for that month. We do know that the deficit for the year to date has to do with the fact that we are, have ongoing construction. We received the funds last year, we're expending them this year. But that does show you all of the amounts that we have spent in each of those categories. Then moving on to the accounts, I've talked about the accounts receivable aging. You do have that summary as well. And it has to do with Dr. Shree. The payroll summary. So Karen asked, or President Macedonio asked that we make sure that there is detail as far as the payroll goes for each month. What you see on this sheet is the board of directors and staff. Each of those have payroll items and then the payroll tax expense. So the amount of personnel for this particular month was $3,483.25. And then the last is the check detail. So this is the expenditures for February. Of course, the top always has to do with Mission Bank, and that has to do with debit cards and activity that is routine and normal, such as the Google, which is the account. Below that are all the checks that have been approved. They were approved for February and paid.
Okay, so in a couple of things. Lamaya is asking something about the audit expense.
Yeah.
What's your question?
So I thought the audit expense was $4,500.
No. It's $1,000 a month.
For 9 months?
For a year. And I'm not sure what the contract will be next year.
So the audit expense, that is for the NIGRO and NIGRO. So that is the amount that was approved for NIGRO and NIGRO. I believe that you had a 3-year contract at $10,000 a year. However, because of additional testing that was needed, they did have to increase that to cover their additional costs for that testing and had to do with leases.
And that was for the rental. I can't remember what it's called, the rental stuff that the state is requiring. So there was an additional requirement by the state in audit that had to get added to our contract.
That's a little different. It was.
Yeah, there is no choice. We even called the county and said, please, can we do it every 2 years? And the answer was no. They want it audited every year. Because we're lucky we have money in the bank and they want to make sure that it's accounted for. So this is a non-negotiable. Eva, on the accounts payable aging, I have some questions on that. I'm not sure that the Clearview Homes is accurate. I'm not sure that AL7, but this is our first time that we've seen this report. So we're moving forward to get this lined up. And then when the accounts payable, because we approved Crossbolt at the last meeting, that's the 2700, and that has been it was written down as 15 twice, but it should be 15 and 12. That will then come back. We've already approved it. Mm-hmm. We can, when the work's done, we can sign off, we can write a check, and then come back in the check details. Okay. So what are these, they're all coming together, and the profit and loss is going to be year to date against budget, Eva, is that correct?
It will. We are adding the budget element. We have not added that as of yet, but we are adding the budget details, so you will be able to see that. Currently, this is February, the month of February, and then the year-to-date July 1st, 2023, to the end of February 2024.
And what the plan at this point, we have Eva's draft on the budget that we will be sending out to the board so that you can look at it, and then we have the final audit numbers, and we'll send that out, and then both will be agendized for the next regular meeting on the 2nd of April. So that will be the focus for that meeting, is the budget and the audit. Okay, any other questions? Director Peralta?
No.
Director Armacedonia?
No.
Director Patrick, what are you thinking?
I got to formulate some other kind of questions at this time.
Okay, so you'll be prepared to bring it back on the 7th, because that's where we'll have a big discussion. Are there any public comments or questions on Section 6A, the financial reports? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to pages 15, 16, and 17. Which is the approval of the accounts payable. The only thing that's different, well, there's two differences on here. Number one, and this will come up more when we talk about the facilities report, we had an emergency power outage in Bartz Altadona. They lost the power in one of the hallways and in one of the rooms, and we'll talk more about that. But this was the emergency, 150, it was the emergency service to fix that on March 15th. And then the Turning West is the draft of the environmental scan for the annexation between Ridgecrest Regional and East Kern Healthcare, so that we have the questions and answers that we'll be addressing in our public information meetings. That is the draft. They are finishing that up. This is contractually what we agreed when we get the draft. This $10,000 is the next part of the contract, and we will have the final version of that next week, and that will come back. And I think everything else is, the
Amazon?
Yeah, the Amazon order for $254.17. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that I hate more than going to one of those meetings and not being able to hear.
Okay.
So this is, I had Daniel, our IT guy, he looked on Amazon and he picked this one as the best price for the money. It's got two microphones. So we've got one for the phone and it's on wheels, and that way if the room is absolutely full, we'll have the ability to everybody can
get all the recording.
Wireless.
It's wireless. Recording.
Yeah. It's wireless, but the speaker itself plugs in. So that's what that is. And it should be here tomorrow. I hope.
Would you like to borrow one?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do it.
I have a mic. Oh. A little bit more.
Okay.
All right. The TikTok shop.
Moving on, the approval of the minutes for February 20th, which we said we would be bringing back. That's pages 18 through 23. We need to come up with a style book. Because, they have to be the same thing. They have to show. Alex, I got a question for you. This is 8 pages, I think. Just changing the font, it's still readable. It's 4 pages. It's half as much paper. And the standard, you ask somebody, so that's where we're going for. is that we will be approving the minutes. They will have, the central column is the agenda. There are action minutes, which the board had decided years ago that that's what we wanted. The only thing that's showing is the action that the board took. And then when these are approved, then we've got the time code that matches to the Zoom recording, the agenda, and whatever the board decided. And if anybody has a question, they can just go to the recording to that and they can see exactly what the discussion was. So the minutes for March 5th are closer to where we want to go. The minutes for February 20th, we said we would bring back. There is still one thing in February 20th that says we're going to inspect a whole roof on item 9, the facility report, but that was not a board action. That was a hot topic that came out during discussion. So that part should be like a project tracking report. These are the things we're tracking. So we know we need to get somebody to inspect the whole roof. But it was not agendized. It was not a board action. So we've got to get good enough to separate that out. So that's what those two are. And then item D is pages 28, 29, and 30. Because, and you're going to see an item coming up for a second part-time staff, and this will allow us to have a laptop here. Mary will have her laptop with her. We'll take a laptop. This sound system that I ordered, the karaoke, can be connected to the laptop, so we can do all of that. The problem is that we're going to have to figure out how to access the internet if we want to, because there's no internet access in the city building or the art center. But we can come up with a hotspot using the phone. We've got to figure that out. But what Daniel has given us is the same laptop that we will have. We will order a second one. And he has adjusted his contract for the tech support and the make sure that we're not going to get hacked. And that comes to $1,503.03 to give us a second laptop, which will give us all the flexibility we need for here or out in the community, replacing this one, which is just starting to fall apart. And then we have this, so all that will come together. So I'm asking for approval of that. And board, do you have any questions? Lamai, do you have any questions on anything on the consent calendar?
So the adjusted total is to include the service for 3 years for both laptops, or this is the added cost?
This is added. This is the cost of the second laptop and an additional.
So it's just the additional. $98 and then the additional $8 a month for the second half.
Yes. And what we did, you'll see it in the next bill. When we switched, we changed from, we had intended to go to Microsoft and went and stayed with Google. So we lowered it just a little bit, the contract, and then we're raising it just a little bit to put the second laptop in. And then Daniel, I asked him today, and I'll get to this too, to set up a email address specifically for the annexation where we can track when people have questions. And so he generated a zero invoice. It's included in our contract, but that way they will be tracking the work that we're doing.
My concern is, if we ever need another device, why isn't multiple devices already included in our contract, as we are a district of people? And at one point, we were talking about us all having devices, which means we would all need to be protected in the same fashion.
Exactly.
So,
and
we're either going to keep adding costs one at a time, or is there something he can create a contract to say up to this new device?
This was the previous board's decision, was that we would have two devices, the desktop computer and one laptop because of the cost. But it's not enough to allow us to go out into the community and do the things we need to do in the community. So we're too limited. So this is what this is. I don't think we need, we can all have them if we want them, or we could have iPads.
No, I'm saying my concern would be if we ever added any more technology.
It will go up, but that was the board decision.
We need a different decision.
Well, we can bring it back. Okay. All right. So where you got is a request for reviewing the contract.
All right.
Okay. So this was the original decision made by this board, and we can go back to the Zoom. I'll go back and I'll find the time code, and we can look at that discussion, and we'll bring that back on the 4-2 agenda. Okay. Is that anything else?
No, I just don't like it.
Okay, you were the one that made the motion. I'm the original one. I'm in the spot. Okay, Director Peralta, any questions?
No.
Director Arnesto? Okay, so can I have a...
You need a roll call.
Well, first we need a motion, but I'm looking at my notes. Oh, that I was reading it as a G, but it's the Golden Hills estimate.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I need a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll make that motion.
Director Arnes, different
you. I'll second.
Director Peralta. I heard her first. Roll call, please, Lois.
Director Patrick.
Yes.
Director Richard Macedonio.
Yes.
Director Lois Peralta, yes. And President Karen Macedonia.
Yes. So that's 4-0, approving the consent calendar, and we will bring back the past decision on the contract for the IT, and then we'll review that and figure out where we are. So that'll go on the 4-2 agenda. Okay, hang on just a second, because if I leave this up here, it will be a bigger mess than it already is.
The annexation doesn't include the word?
It doesn't include what?
Floor. The land of glory.
No. It's only from where we are. There's two maps here. Let's wait till we get there.
Oh, I thought we were there.
No, we're not there. For facilities reports, item 7, Bay Avenue.
What do you like me to say? What's going on?
It's Bay Avenue complete.
As far as I know, yes, Josh Meister, Jose Vito went and double-checked that he was there last Saturday, and he verified that everything was the way it's supposed to be. So now we are, Bay Avenue is closed up, so there won't be any rain damage or any incursion of any kind. And the only other thing is, but that's another subject, 9,300 bills. So
yeah, does anybody have any questions on Bay Avenue before we move on? Any public have questions on Bay Avenue? Seeing none, I'll move on to item 7, Facility Reports B, which is also page 31.
Okay, this is about the thing that Karen alluded to earlier about how they just got Bart's Altadena, and we sent Crossbolt Electric up there and he took a look at it, and he realized that the two of the main breakers are totally rusted out and have to be replaced. So that's what this $500 is, to replace those two breakers. But that should bring that up to current standards, hopefully.
So we told him to go ahead because that's part of the emergency. And what he said is that they are so rusted out, they were not making a connection. So it might be connected, it might not. So the entire thing was $150. She's already built this for and told them to go ahead and order these parts. And
then the two breakers.
Then he'll he'll do that, but that way we don't have the rest parts and the power going out.
Yeah, because that would be an ongoing issue and potentially a fire too. So we don't want to have to have another fire.
Right. One was enough. And just on Bay Avenue, Jose Lito took all kinds of pictures. There were a couple of things. They were here on Saturday. There was a couple of things that were to be completed Monday. Those pictures are completion. And then they'll come back to the board. So then we as the board will accept, and that will come back on the 4-2 agenda, that all this work is done, this is where we are, and then we'll move on from that to whatever comes next. So that's the facility reports.
Nice.
Staff reports. We don't have staff reports, but we do have an increase in staff. It's really important that we create an assistant manager position. We've given Mary the contract for district manager. And when we district manager is, it is putting everything out there. This is where we are. This is how we do it. Alex, you did an excellent job on the contract, but we do have the potential opportunity of someone living here locally with a real estate license, newly licensed as a real estate agent. They are interested in working part-time because they are just getting started as a real estate person. And that would be able to have some of the focus on our property and what we're doing. And because they're here, they can be available to do some of this. So I'm asking that we designate Alex as our negotiator to speak to this person and then bring back to the board where we are. So that's what's going on, because we're just, we're blessed enough to do enough things that now we need extra people, because Ridgecrest Regional was kind enough. We had a legal mailing that has to go out tomorrow, and they volunteered to have their clerical staff do it because we just didn't have the ability to do it. So I mailed letterhead and envelopes to Ridgecrest, and they did the work for us. Yeah, I know. Okay, and all this stuff has to meet legal criteria. So that, any questions about this? Would Alex has a document. Alex, you said that your staff had been looking at our employee handbook, right?
Yes, actually this morning I received and reviewed a first draft of the revision to the employee handbook. It had a number of substantive revisions. I'm now waiting on the partner, my colleague, to review that work and make any additional comments and suggestions. And then I'm going to work with them to answer a few questions they have, because, of course, they're working with making general updates to comply with changes in state law, but they don't have all the context of this particular district. So that's a long-winded way of saying I would anticipate that we can send a draft over to the ad hoc committee probably in the next week or so, and we would be able to, I would suggest putting it on the agenda for discussion and possible approval at the next meeting.
Okay, so Alex, this is something that I've seen the attorney for the city to do, because we really need staff now, and we have somebody that would be interested. Can you negotiate on behalf of the district and agree in principle so that we can have somebody help us starting right away, and then bring back the contract at the regular meeting?
Yes, that can be done if the prospect is willing to do that. The employee handbook is somewhat of a separate issue, but all that's minimally required for a basic contract is, you know, the pay and employment term. Everything beyond that is filling in additional details.
Okay, so I think what we have, you've got the document I haven't looked at, and I know the board hasn't seen, that details the responsibilities of the district manager. And what we are very, very aware of is that the district needs to have two part-time staff so that we don't go with a point of not having somebody available to fill the position. So I think we have to divide this in somehow into a district manager and an assistant district manager. And then we've got to make sure that all of the requirements for the district are met. So that's what I'm asking for. So do you have any input before I ask for a motion from this board?
Well, what I have are descriptions of the general manager, I should say district manager position, that have been used for other districts. And maybe the way to go is I can forward that and we can use that as a starting point to take the job duties which are applicable to East Kern, and then we can divide those up and put them in the two baskets.
Okay, the problem is if we divide them up, we've got to cross train. We cannot have it in just one person's responsibility. That's not a prudent decision. It doesn't allow us to do the cash handling, but Lamaya has a question or a statement.
I don't have a question. I don't feel like we should cross train. I feel like there's a set of duties for this employee and a set of duties for this employee. There's no convolution. There's a clear, this is what you need, this is what you need to do, and that's it, right? And then there's an A manager, and these two people are assistant managers.
But we don't have, that would be three people.
We need three people.
Okay, so Alex, we have a director that said let's look at dividing this into three positions, a district manager and two subordinates, all part-time. Okay, so we're going to have to work to that point.
That's why I said send it to me, because the division and stuff, as long as all of the tasks for one person align in the same task category, then it's not hard to do, because they all do this kind of work, right? And then the other person all does this type of work, and then the person the manager is the check and balance, right? They check it, make sure it's right. Three parts. You know what I'm saying?
Which would be wonderful, but I don't know what it's going to be. You're recording. Yeah, and we can't do it as a board. We're not allowed.
What I'm saying is the third person don't really have to be intelligent. They just got to be able to follow directions.
All right, send it to Lamaya. She's going to come back, but we do have... I will send you the contact information of this person that we could potentially hire that will get us through the next problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will design for three. And in the design, we may have to look at where we're going for Ridgecrest, because this is going to be a big deal.
It said they plan to maintain this. Their board will maintain our board, so it will be.
That's the hospital. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about the hospital. We're talking about all the stuff that will come with the 17 steps of LAFCO, mm-hmm. of the services that we have to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, we'll know more in 6 to 8 months on that. So it has nothing to do with the way it's operating right now. It has to do with the new responsibilities of community engagement. But we can design this. Alex, I'm going to send you a motion on this. I'm going to send you the contact information for this person, if we can work in principle to get us through the immediate need, and then we will be taking this position and looking at the bigger picture and how to put it into three people. And we have until next November to get candidates trained for that. So send that to myself and Lamaya. I'm appointing the ad hoc committee on this of Lamaya and I.
Okay.
And you guys they brought pizza and booze. It says Pepsi Cola. Okay, so that I will ask for a motion that we will interview this person with Alex as our negotiator. If we can come to an agreement in principle, we can bring that person on while we design a bigger structure. And that hasn't been even discussed yet.
That's my language. I'll motion.
Okay. All right. So first, Director Patrick, I need a second.
I'll second.
Director Peralta. Alex, you'll keep in touch with Lamaya and I. Lois, you want to do a roll call vote?
Yes, I'll contact you.
Yes, Director Patrick, yes. Director Richard Macedonia.
You're muted.
Go on and start over?
Yeah.
Director Patrick,
yes.
Director Richard Macedonia.
Yes.
Director Lois Peralta, yes. And President Karen Macedonia.
Yes. So that's 4-0. That we are going to take ourselves to a better place in a bigger picture, and we have an ad hoc committee to work on this, because this is not just a one-off situation. Alex, I will be sending you the contact information. Moving on to number 9, the committee reports, but I think Alex just answered that.
Mm-hmm.
Our ad hoc committee has not seen the draft yet.
He said within the week.
Okay, so within a week, so we will bring that back on the 4-2 meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the continued business, pages 32 and 33, that is two maps. They're just a different way of looking at the same thing. This is where we are, which is either in red or in pink color,
mm-hmm.
and this is what we're talking about annexing. It's 404,000 acres.
You know, East Kern also includes a small portion of this?
No.
Already?
East Kern includes San Diego County,
yes.
Which is down here.
What is 4,000 acres?
404,000 acres.
We're talking about
the annexation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, LAFCO,
mm-hmm.
even we are a multi-county agency.
Correct.
But LAFCO has asked us to please not make it worse than what it already is. Because if we stay within the Kern County border,
okay.
Then we're only dealing within one county for the annexation process.
Mm-hmm.
We're focusing on that, and then afterwards, we have San Diego County, which includes there is a hospital clinic or something in Trona,
yes.
Which is also in San Diego County, but the people that know what they're doing have asked us to just hold off on that, to just do this. So
we're in Trona as
well? Yes. It's a clinic.
I've been there 100 times.
You can't, let me tell you.
It's hiding somewhere.
It's not hiding, it just looks abandoned, but it's there. You can get past the smell, you can get right to it.
Okay, so this will be included in our handouts for our public information.
Okay.
And what they're working on right now is we have our letter of intent. As to what from both, not sure, both what Chris Region was working on and what Eastern Healthcare. We have added for our own work, the Association of California Hospital Districts, because last meeting we agreed to rejoin that, and there's a page of that in here somewhere which we'll get to. But the meetings, the public information meetings, mm-hmm. will only focus on the fact that Eastern Healthcare District is talking to Ridgecrest Regional Hospital, that in order to have the discussion to allow us to do this, we need to have a resolution which is tentatively scheduled to come to this board on the 16th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And when the board approves it, we submit it to BLACO, and that starts that process mm-hmm. with the county and the state. The letters that we are required to send out, us as a district, to, there's 23 local agencies that they're either part of this or we're going to overlap. Mm-hmm. And each agency has to be notified that this decision is being considered before we send the resolution. If we, and that, those letters should go out tomorrow. They've all been notified. Then when we approve the resolution, which will be after we have public meetings and have the input from the people, then LAFCO can begin immediately. If we don't send the letter tomorrow, then LAFCO has to wait 21 days after we give them the resolution. So we're trying to save about 6 weeks in the process here. But these are the drafts that we're looking at. So that's what it is that we're doing. And I'm going to talk to Daniel. This will be one page on our website.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that comes up, it'll say annexation. And it will be sequential facts of what's been done. So anybody that's coming to the conversation later, we can send them, this is where you can go catch up, and then you can come, so we're not going over the same thing over and over and over. So that's the plan, but this will go on the rest. Okay, so that's the annexation process. Karen Chung, do you have anything to add to what I've said?
No. All set.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so that's that. Item number 11, pages 34 to 38, is the rejoining of membership or the redoing the membership with the Association of California Hospital Districts. They are being very, very supportive. The last pages, 35 to 38, are the advocacy that just came today. It should be in all of the director emails. So you should have all gotten a link to that. But I printed and brought it and put it in the packet because this is part of what we talked about, updating the website and putting information out for everybody. So we're getting this, but if it stops with us, we're not spreading that information into the community. So you're going to have to figure out how it is that we move this. And we have Michelle Krause from ACHD, who is ready to help all the board as we begin the certification process with ACHD.
Awesome.
So that will bring back on 4-2, and we'll start tracking what we're doing so the public can see. And whatever we're learning is to help the public understand, because this is not an easy thing to navigate now. Okay, any questions about new business? Rick Hager?
No, it's fine.
Rick Roll?
No.
Director of Macedonia?
No, it was fine.
Okay, I have none. Public, any questions from the public or staff about item number 11, the training with the public district?
This is for me, right?
Yeah, you can.
Thanks.
You can have all of this. Moving into closed session.